We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, the latest was election night, and Politico's Jonathan Martin, one of the top political writers in the country, decided to spend the evening with Gavin Newsom while watching the returns, and with good reason, because if it didn't go well for the Democrats, Gavin Newsom's star was definitely going to be on the rise. But it didn't go badly for Democrats. As a matter of fact, it went better than expected, and it was worse for Republicans, and that changed the equation. And midway through, they stepped outside, Gavin Newsom with his family, and they took a call from Joe Biden, who was congratulating Gavin Newsom on his landslide reelection. And Jonathan Martin overheard, possibly deliberately, Gavin Newsom telling the president that I'm with you, I'm all in, and I've got your back. It's good politics, but the fact was that Gavin Newsom was never going to directly challenge Joe Biden for the presidential nomination in the Democratic Party. It would have been suicide, both for him and for Biden. In the past, we've had two former California governors that did that. One was Ronald Reagan. He ran against Gerald Ford for the Republican when Gerald Ford was in the White House. Gerald Ford wound up losing because of the split in the party. And then Jerry Brown did it with Jimmy Carter, and Jimmy Carter lost. So Gavin was never going to be the bully in this. He was, however, it still remains to be seen what happens if Joe Biden doesn't run or stops running for any kind of reason. Gavin is still there.
And Newsom has been contrasting himself with DeSantis, for example. So he's keeping the door a little open and can jump in, I guess, if things change.
Exactly. Now, here was the deal. Going into the midterm elections, the Democrats were bracing for a big setback. And the idea was that, okay, they have this setback. And then Joe Biden, who's 80 years old, says, okay, it's time to move on. And I'm not going to run. That would open the door for Gavin Newsom, Kamala Harris, and a whole lot of other people as the possible nominee. But instead, what we have is the Bidens looking at it going, okay, we did all right. Right now, it's Donald Trump, and we can beat Donald Trump. The big question is, if Donald Trump doesn't make it, and it's a Ron DeSantis, let's say, or some younger Republican, then the Democrats are going to be nervous again and going, okay, can Joe Biden beat this? But that's the way politics works. But once you don't want to be in politics is the heavy or the bad guy. Gavin Newsom, that's not his temperament. That's not who he is. So I'm saying he's telling the president he's with him. But if the president decides to move off, that's going to be a different story.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.